In some senses, the Western Europeans were useful allies. There were also the important Italian maritime republics. To be sure, they were not at the order they would be at the end of the Crusades, but nonetheless, increasing in strength and importance. These included the cities of Gaeta, Naples, and Amalfi, all in southern Italy, city of Pisa, and above all, the city of Venice. All of these cities were linked to Constantinople by trade links, especially Venice. And Venice was, even now, in Basil's time, I think it's best described as a Byzantine city-state. In many ways, Venice was of the empire without being in the empire. The Venetians were clearly seen as a related people by the Byzantines, and the contacts with these maritime republics were very important. Venetians provided naval support in Basil's wars against the Bulgarians. They were engaged in pilgrimage trade to the Levant, which we'll talk about. They also were already establishing what I would call factories, that is, stations, in some of the port cities in the Aegean and in the imperial capital. They by no means had taken over the carrying trade as they would in the 12th and 13th century. The Byzantine imperial fleet was still preeminent, but they were coming to play a very important role in the Mediterranean economy. Basil also had, however, feelings that some of these Western Europeans were a little difficult to deal with and were potential rivals and dangers. Foremost were some of those same Lombard princes with whom they allied against Arab powers in Sicily and in Sardinia and in Africa. These Lombard princes were notorious for rebelling, for attacking imperial possessions in Italy, for refusing to pay proper homage to the emperor. There's a long tradition of Byzantines and Lombards battling over southern Italy. In addition, these Lombards could look north and find support from the Holy Roman Emperor. The Holy Roman Emperor was, by Basil's day, also the king of Germany. In 962, the Emperor Otto I, who was the Saxon king of Germany, was crowned Emperor of the Romans. This entitled him to lay claim to the traditions of Charlemagne going back to 800 AD, and that act of coronation in 800 AD, the Pope Leo III, who performed this service, claimed that he had transferred Roman power from Constantinople to Aachen, the capital of Charlemagne. And Otto I was the heir to this political tradition. And by entering Italy and claiming the imperial title, he also claimed to be heir of the entire of Italy. He claimed to be the true Roman emperor. And this meant repeated clashes between the German emperor and the Byzantine emperor in Italy. Otto I, Otto II repeatedly backed rebels against the Byzantines, often Lombards. They are also notorious for exchanging various types of envoys. The most famous of them is a fellow by the name of Liutprand of Cremona, who in 969 leaves the scathing report of his contempt for Byzantine court ceremony, constantly insisting his emperor was the real Roman emperor. And this sort of added another kind of complication. You had a problem of Pope and Patriarch. You also had a problem of a Western emperor and a Byzantine emperor. The hope was to solve this by marrying the Emperor Otto II to Theophano, the Byzantine princess, a cousin of Basil II that was performed in 971. Another marriage alliance was attempted in 1001. Basil II actually sent his niece Zoe to Venice so she could marry the then German Emperor Otto III, who was himself half Greek because his mom was Theophano. And there were efforts to at least keep the two courts on cordial terms and work out some kind of arrangement in southern Italy. Unfortunately, these never really came to fruition. The problem is, ultimately, the two emperors were really at odds. They were competitors rather than potential allies in Italy. There were several efforts after Basil's death to back rebels, and this will actually culminate in a strange way in the Schism of 1054. However, Basil, as well as his Lombard prince rivals in southern Italy and the German emperor, well, not so much the German emperor, but certainly the Lombards, hired mercenaries in these clashes. And starting in 1016, we have reports of Normans serving in Byzantine armies in southern Italy. They're extremely important in putting down a rebellion in 1016. These Normans hailed from northern France. They were descendants of Vikings who had settled in northern France, had adopted Christianity in the French tongue, and proved to be the most indomitable warriors in Western Europe.